This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why fiber causes stomach upset and how to build tolerance. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kakadze, MD-MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence. Gastrointestinal distress from increasing dietary fiber is not a sign of true intolerance, but rather a predictable fermentation response that resolves with gradual adaptation, according to research examining the mechanisms of fiber tolerance. The discomfort stems from how rapidly different fiber types ferment in the colon, and the rate at which gas and osmotic load can be cleared, not from an inherent inability to digest fiber. Key takeaways. Fiber-induced GI distress results from rapid fermentation kinetics in short-chain fibers, inulin, FOS, GOS. Not true malabsorption, longer-chain fibers ferment more slowly and cause fewer symptoms during the adaptation phase. Consistent fiber intake over 1 to 3 weeks allows gut microbiota to expand and adapt, reducing symptoms even as total fiber intake approaches therapeutic levels of 30 to 50 grams per day. Fiber tolerance is largely adaptive rather than fixed, meaning symptoms typically diminish with time and consistent intake. Study at a glance, 1 to 3 weeks, time required for microbial adaptation to occur and fiber-related GI symptoms to diminish, according to fermentation tolerance research. Fiber tolerance improves with consistent intake. Symptom severity typically decreases as microbial consortia adapt and fermentation kinetics normalize. Typical timeline, 1 to 3 weeks. Week 1, rapid fermentation phase, high symptom burden. Week 2, microbial adaptation begins, moderate symptoms. Week 3 plus, equilibrium established, minimal symptoms. Source, Fermentation Kinetics and Microbiota Studies, Georgian Medical Journal News. The fermentation problem, not intolerance. When people increase fiber intake and experience bloating, gas, or cramping, the symptom typically reflects a mismatch between the rate of fiber fermentation and the colon's capacity to clear hydrogen gas and osmotic load. Research examining short-chain fibers including inulin, fructooligosaccharides, and galactooligosaccharides, GOS, shows these compounds ferment rapidly, overwhelming the colonic gas clearance rate and creating an acute osmotic effect that intensifies symptoms. This is not true fiber intolerance. The gut is not incapable of processing fiber. Rather, the existing microbial consortium has not yet expanded to accommodate the higher fermentation load. The distinction is clinically important because it signals that adaptation is possible rather than inevitable permanent discomfort. Slower fermenting fibers ease the transition. Longer chain fibers such as arabinoxylan, resistant starch, acacia gum, and partially hydrolyzed gar gum, PHGG, ferment at a slower rate, producing hydrogen gas and osmotic effects more gradually. This kinetic difference allows the colon to clear metabolites and gas more efficiently, resulting in fewer acute symptoms during the adaptation phase, even as total fiber intake remains unchanged. Strategically choosing slower fermenting fibers during the initial 1 to 3 week adaptation window is a practical approach supported by the fermentation literature. Once the microbial consortium has expanded and fermentation kinetics normalize, both short and longer chain fibers become better tolerated at higher intakes. Microbiota expansion and symptom resolution. The mechanism underlying symptom improvement is microbial population dynamics. Consistent fiber intake selects for bacteria capable of fermenting that fiber type, expanding the microbial consortia and diversifying enzymatic pathways for fiber breakdown. This expansion and biochemical rebalancing shifts fermentation kinetics. The same fiber that produced acute distress in week 1 now ferments more evenly throughout the colon and the day, avoiding gas accumulation and osmotic shock. This adaptive process is robust and occurs in the majority of individuals who maintain consistent fiber intake. Studies of dietary fiber supplementation and whole food fiber introduction document symptom reduction after 1 to 3 weeks, even as intake continues to rise toward therapeutic targets of 30 to 50 grams per day total fiber. Symptoms do not persist indefinitely. They reflect a transient adjustment phase, not a fixed biological constraint. Fiber-induced gastrointestinal distress is a fermentation rate problem arising from a mismatch between gas production and colonic clearance capacity, not true intolerance. Microbial adaptation over 1 to 3 weeks of consistent intake resolves symptoms, even as fiber intake increases toward efficacious levels of 30 to 50 grams per day. Evidence synthesis based on fermentation kinetics and microbiota adaptation literature. What this means for patients: fiber-related stomach upset in the first 1 to 3 weeks is normal and temporary, not a sign you cannot tolerate fiber. Gradually increasing intake and maintaining consistency will allow your gut microbiota to adapt and symptoms to resolve. The goal of 30 to 50 grams day total fiber remains achievable for most people. For clinicians, when counseling patients on fiber supplementation or dietary fiber increase, frame initial GI symptoms as expected and transient rather than pathological. Recommend gradual increases, preference for slower fermenting fiber sources during adaptation, and consistent intake over 1 to 3 weeks. Only reassess fiber tolerance after the adaptation window if symptoms persist. For policymakers, public health campaigns promoting dietary fiber intake should include evidence-based guidance on adaptation strategies to reduce dropout and improve adherence. Clear messaging that initial symptoms are normal and time-limited could increase fiber intake population-wide and support preventive nutrition goals. Frequently asked questions: is fiber intolerance real, or is it always just adaptation? True fiber intolerance is rare. Most people experience transient GI symptoms during fiber increase because their microbial consortium has not yet adapted to the fermentation load. Research on fermentation kinetics and microbiota indicates that symptoms diminish within 1 to 3 weeks of consistent intake, confirming that adaptation, not pathology, is the norm. Does the type of fiber matter when you're increasing intake? Yes. Slower fermenting fibers produce fewer acute symptoms during the initial adaptation phase than rapid fermenting fibers, inulin, FOS, GOS. Starting with slower fermenting sources and allowing 1 to 3 weeks for microbial expansion can reduce discomfort while still achieving the benefits of increased fiber intake. How much fiber should I aim for, and how quickly? Therapeutic fiber intake is generally 30 to 50 gram per day total dietary fiber. Rather than jumping to this level immediately, gradual increases over 1 to 3 weeks allow microbial adaptation and minimize symptom burden. Starting at current intake and adding 5 to 10 grams per week of fiber is a practical approach supported by fermentation literature. The science of fiber tolerance reframes a common dietary challenge. Initial discomfort during fiber increase is not a barrier, but a sign that microbial adaptation is beginning. Understanding the fermentation kinetics and microbial dynamics underlying this adaptation empowers both patients and clinicians to persist through the 1 to 3 week window and reach the therapeutic fiber intakes that support metabolic health, glycemic control, and digestive function. The message is clear: fiber tolerance is adaptive, not fixed. Source: PubMed Central Research on Fiber Fermentation and Microbiota Adaptation.